This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bills color analyst Eric Wood will be on the call with Chris Brown Sunday at 1 on WGR when the Bills take on the Panthers. And Eric is with us live this morning on WBEN. Hey, Eric, Sean McDermott yesterday was talking about how fidgety and anxious he was to get back to work. Josh Allen said after the Falcons game that he was going to stew on this for a couple of weeks. What's it like going into the bye week with a loss?
Yeah, it's not fun. You know, you want to go into the bye week with some time off, with some good feelings about where you're sitting, and the Bills dropping two in a row. Those guys appreciate the time off and some rest. It's a long journey to the bye week for them from late July in training camp until now. So your body needs a rest. Your mind needs a rest. But you heard it from both those guys. It's not very fun sitting there on a bye week after a loss.
Yeah, I can imagine. I have this picture in my head and always have, Eric, of Sean McDermott or whoever the coach is at the time, like kind of emerging out of a cave after a week long, you know, a full beard. I've just solved the problem. You know, they locked themselves in. They're solving all the team's issues. What gets thrown at you from a coaching staff after a bye week? I mean, is that what it's like for the coaches?
Yeah, I mean, the coaches don't get nearly as much time off as the players. They're getting, they're staying in the facility for most of the bye week, and they're getting to work. And, you know, a lot of it's just going to be self-scouting and, hey, here's, you know, through 6 weeks what we did well. Here's where we want to lean into. You know, ultimately, you're not going to have a new playbook. You might have a couple different schemes here and there, but all that needs to be done in training camp so that you can properly give it the repetitions it needs to be able to be good enough to do it on a Sunday. And so there could be some different tweaks here and there, but for the most part, it's kind of just identifying what you do well, what we haven't done well, and then here's what we're going to lean into, you know, these next few weeks.
Well, the Bills will get a big boost on defense this week. Michael Hoyt is back. Larry Ogunjobi is back. What do they bring to the Bills' D?
Well, they bring extra bodies, especially at the defensive tackle position with Larry Ogunjobi. We've been severely dismantled with injuries at defensive tackle. 60% of the snaps this year have been at defensive tackle have been played by rookies or practice squad players in the games. And so he gives us another body. He brings experience to that group as well, being a veteran in this league, a guy who's played at a high level on Sundays. And then Michael Hoyt's a guy that I'm extremely excited about. I know the Bills were excited about him when they brought him in free agency this offseason. He's a versatile player. With the Rams, he played some linebacker, some defensive end, defensive tackle at times. And so he could be a disruptive force up front, and I'm really excited to see him out there in a Bills uniform.
Yeah, the hope is that these guys on defense can make a big difference in stopping the run game, which Carolina, Rico Dowdle, he's been running all over the field the past few weeks. They've been playing pretty well.
They have been. They've won three in a row, and a lot of it's because of the ground game. Enrico Dowdle's been great. They also have another running back coming back that's come back off an injury in Chuba Hubbard. So this is a Carolina team that's definitely going to try and test this Bills run defense. And it's the Bills run defense that, you know, part of it's injuries and some of it's, you know, some new guys playing out there this year for this Bills defense. But ultimately, they got to get better at tackling. They got to be better sound schematically and how they fit the run game as well, which I'm assuming was heavily harped on and addressed this week in preparation for the Panthers game.
The Bills struggled really against two good defenses in Atlanta and New England. What is this Panthers defense like that we're going into?
They're pretty good. This is a Panthers defense that was historically bad last year, gave up over 3,000 rushing yards, and they were bad a year ago. They're good up front, especially with some bigger bodies up front. J.C. Horn's a really good cornerback that they have, and this has been a group that has played well this season. Now, besides Dak Prescott, they haven't played, you know, many good quarterbacks this year, which, you know, can help with your defensive statistics, but their defense is solid.
Well, the Bills, you know, they need to maybe do a little things, some things different than they had the past couple of weeks. A lot of attention's been put on the trade market and what they could do. Eric, if you were to add one player to this team, one position, what position might you be looking at if you were Brandon Bean?
You know, it's complicated because they got to fit into the salary cap. And, you know, to me, you know, a plug and play position where you could put them out there and kind of fit seamlessly without, you know, everybody having to adapt to it would likely be a receiver. And, you know, but, you know, Brandon Bean's going to analyze the market and see what positions he has. I know people would like, you know, would say, we need a corner, we need a safety, and I just don't know how realistic those are. And so I think the biggest likelihood would be a receiver, but it wouldn't surprise me to see them address either linebacker, corner, or safety as well.
Well, Eric, we'll be listening on Sunday afternoon. It'll be good to get back to football here for Bills fans. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great being on with you guys.
That's Eric Wood. He'll be joined by Chris Brown, Sunday, 1 o'clock on WGR, the Bills and Panthers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.